This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
All right, today's Call of the Day brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey and by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. Vinny's up in the Bronx. Hey, Vinny. Vin.
Hey, what's up, man?
What up?
I want to say that this whole Dominguez thing is giving me Gary Sanchez PTSD all over. The potential is through the roof, but we question the work ethic. We question if he could play the position. You know, I say we get, like, Verdugo. We know his defense is good in left field. His bat, you know, is lacking, but we know that he's going to give us something in terms of the field. I hate to lose a game. Dominguez can't catch a routine fly ball. We should trade him now or just definitely give him
trade
a chance.
Him.
But, you know,
they trade him?
Give him a chance, but... But his potential right now that we can get back is we're gonna get more than we do like we were Gary Sanchez. Sit there and wait until it blows up in our face.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way I'm trade Dominguez. Trade him? That makes a lot of sense, Vinny. Let's trade him at his lowest point in value, and let's get 65 cents on the dollar. No, I mean, you run the risk of not trading him and, you know, maybe you get 30 cents on the value down the road. But that's a risk I'm willing to take. There's no way I'm not even entertaining thoughts of trading Jason Dominguez. You know, at least on paper is everything that's right. You know, he's young, he's cheap, he's explosive, he's a switch hitter, he can run, he can throw, he's got pop. I'm not looking to get rid of that. I'm looking to refine that. And I'm looking to maybe... I think the way you get the refinement is to put him in a spot of comfort, which is why I just don't understand why they're not putting him in center. It's baffling. All right, there you go. That's a BT and Sal call of the day. Maybe you know the answer to this. Before we get back to these calls, squeeze in a couple. What is this thing? This purple button in the... Who's it? What is this? Do you know what this is?
I don't know if that's Tiki's, if that's somebody's, but it makes a sound when
you
hit
it, right? It sounds like Evan, right?
Yeah, maybe when
but I got some gimmicks,
for,
huh?
Maybe when they traded for Ben Simmons, was that the sound he made?
Ben Simmons? I mean, if that's why would he make that sound when they was he happy or was he
no for Ben Simmons? Nobody was happy about that
when they traded for Ben.
For Ben?
Yeah, no. It's true too. Yeah.
Because that was the James Harden Ben Simmons.
That's
swap,
right. That's right.
Correct.
That's right.
Or it could have been like the Jacob DeGrom injury news.
That's true too.
Actually, you know who I think that might be?
He's out of his mind.
I think that might be Joe Beningo.
No way. Do it again. Hold on.
Yes, it is.
There's no way that's Joe.
Yes, it is.
Doing what?
I forgot what it was.
Having sex?
No.
And what is that?
No, it was him screaming about something either with the Jets or the Mets. I'm just trying to remember. Yes, because they play it all the time. Yeah. And it's,
Okay. So it's an homage to the great Joe B.?
Oh, yeah, something like that.
Since he doesn't have a plaque around here, they just have some shriek.
We just have a button around every corner if you want to just bug out.
I got you. All right, let's get back to these calls here. By the way, I bumped into Mirage. I had to go record some spots during the last break there. And you know, not over the top, and he'll obviously talk about it coming up with Evan. Well, Evan's off with Teak, right? But he's like, yeah, I'll take Rodgers. And you know what? Makes sense. Would you rather have, Rodgers or Russell Wilson? You, Huff.
I'd take Russell Wilson.
Why?
I watched Rodgers destroy the Jets the past 2 years.
You don't actually think, well, you might, but do you think that Russell Wilson's better than Rodgers?
I kind of don't care. I know that Rodgers literally destroyed a team for 2 years. I could see it happening with the Giants, right. And I have no interest in that.
You know what? Not how I would frame it, but did he, I kind of hear where you're coming from.
I mean,
I don't think he destroyed the Jets, but I got you.
I mean, Unkillable went to 12. They had 12 wins in 2 years. That's what Unkillable turned into.
He only had five.
I know. Guess who else had five wins last year?
Oh.
Derek Carr.
Yeah. Derek Carr is, there's just certain names that just don't excite you, right? Like that. Like a couple of years ago, it was like Andy Dalton. Now it's like Derek Carr. Just don't, because you know they're not going to get better. You know they're not good enough. You know you're not going to win. You know you're not going to be horrendous, but not good. Yeah, so not good enough to draft top three.
Sam Darnold.
Sammy D. I hear you. Sammy D. Let me get Mike in Oldbridge. Mike, BT and Sal, what's up?
Hey, BT. How you doing, my friend?
Good, Michael.
I love you. I love you, brother, because you entertain me and you educate me.
Well, that is the job description, my man. Good to know that I made it for somebody.
Yes, and I need you to educate me on your optimism on the New York Jets. To me, Woody Johnson is the definition of insanity. He keeps doing the same thing and expecting different results.
Mm-hmm.
I've listened to Aaron Glenn and Mr. Muji, and they saying the same exact things that Saleh and Joe Douglas said. So why are you so optimistic?
Well, I think Robert Saleh was a bad coach. So part of the optimism is derived from the belief that Aaron Glenn's going to be better. And better will manifest itself in more turnovers created, fewer turnovers lost, definitely fewer penalties. I mean, you got to think that they have a better kicker. Zuerlein lost them 4 games last year. So, you know, without overstating, I'm not saying Glenn's going to win the Super Bowl in year one. I just think they're in better hands. And, you know, other than that, they've got some talented players on the roster. And here we go, you know, if they could have a good draft, if they could do some things in free agency. You know the song and dance by now. You know it. We are unkillable. God.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
What a day that was. Wow. Let me get, you know what, how about Jeff in Hamilton? This is about the Rodgers and the Giants. Go ahead there, Jeff.
How are you?
Good.
I spoke to you last week, and I was in favor of them getting Stafford, and then, like, part of my argument was, like, next year, there's some, like, not this year, next year, some great names coming out, like a Manning, and then somebody called up after me, and for some reason seemed to think the Manning's not coming out because no Mannings came out, but whatever. I'm saying no to Rodgers for the same reasons. We don't need the same, like, Rodgers is such a weird dude. And, you know, like, if we do draft a quarterback this year, let's say in, like, you know, maybe second, third round, you want somebody to mentor him. Rodgers is not that guy. And the whole clown show with the Pat McAfee and the going to South America and the hallucinogenics, all the stuff that comes with Rodgers, plus, honestly, what is he, 41? I think he's pretty cooked at this point. His arm's not what it was. Mm. I would way rather have another veteran than Rodgers just because of the clown show that comes along, the media. It's just so much. The Giants do not. And if you're Dable, yeah, you want that right now? That's what you want? Is this guy?
I mean, that's why it's less than optimal here. You got two gentlemen trying to keep their jobs and prove to Mara that they should be back after this year. And look at the options. You know, you're thinking about giving. They were willing to give Matthew Stafford, $50 million guaranteed for two straight years. Some might think that's a little cavalier. I was okay with it, but it's, again, a little less than perfect because he's 37. Some think that, you know, Sean will speak for himself, but Sean would take Rodgers over Russell Wilson. And that comes with issues. You know, his Achilles just rolled up like a lampshade 2 years ago. He's 41. I wouldn't say he's weird. I think he's a little eccentric and eclectic in terms of his interests. But there were a lot of Jets that were unhappy when he was sent packing. So I do think the notion that he's a bad—I don't think he's a bad guy at all. I think Aaron Rodgers is a very good-hearted, very well-intentioned person. I also think Aaron Rodgers is the kind of person that just has no time for fools. Just he's not a waste of time with fools. Either if you're lazy or if you're dumb— or if you're both, he just is not, he doesn't enough time for that. Some people get turned off by it. Most of the Jets, maybe with the exception of Garrett Wilson and maybe one or two others, to a man, they said, we're going to miss him. He was great. We want him back. So I don't think that he would destroy the, what culture of the Giants? The Giants suck. Culture of that, he's going to ruin the Giants. He's going to ruin them more? Now, how much lower can you go? Hello. Can you go? Hoffy, good week, buddy. That'll wrap it up. ET and Sal. Sal, we'll have the patch on Monday. Sal the Pirate, we'll be back. My guy's back with me on Monday. Hey, Johnny's, when you win tomorrow, cut down the nets, will you? Get the picture. Take the photo op. Bring it home. See it at the Garden. Looking forward to that. See what else happens over the weekend with Dominguez and the outfield and some of the baseball stories. Have a great, great weekend. Evan and Tiki, minus Evan, up next. I will see you Monday at 10 or at the Garden tomorrow. Bye-bye.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.